We thank the Lord that He grants us the opportunity once again to come before His presence this morning. This morning we will continue our study on the servant of God, Moses. This is our fifth opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
摩西的生平, 我们学习怎样去做一个神的仆人。
So it's our opportunity to once again look into Moses and see how what we are able to learn from his life as far as how to be proper servants of God.
我们知道无论我们今天信主信了有多久,
Now it doesn't matter how long we've been a Christian.
我亦都唔知道大家信主嘅程度去咗边度。
Nor do we really know where each and every individual has progressed in their growth.
但系无论如何，你从信主到你认识主，到相信主。
But we know that path, coming to know of Jesus, coming to accept Jesus, and coming to believe upon Him.
你在你的生命里面都会有一些不同的经历。You
will have various and changing experiences.
但是当你在不同的环境里面,
Now when you find yourself in a different environment,
那你对神
What exactly will your heart of service and what exactly will your faith be like being found in a different environment than what you're used to?
我知道在我们的生命里面，我们不时会遇上一些难处。
We know that oftentimes in our lives, we will encounter hardships.
可能不只是难处，但是可能有些喜乐，亦都有一些不开心的事。
Our experiences will range from those that are joyful times to those that are trying and hard times.
但是有一样东西你是不可以缺的。
But there's one element that we cannot be without no matter what the circumstances.
就是要来服侍主。
And that is a desire to come to serve God.
因为能够服侍主是我们一个权利。
Because actually it's a privilege for us to be able to come to be able to serve God.
亦都是一个义务我们要去服侍主。
This should also constitute our desire that we want to be a servant of God.
因为神拣选了我们，拯救我们，是将我们放在一个服侍他的一个这样的地位上面。
For He has chosen us and He has saved us in order for us to be placed in a situation where we become servants of God.
所以神当日拣选了摩西。
So when we see in the character of Moses that one day God chose him, we can see that today God, in a similar way, chooses you. So let's look at a couple of passages from the Bible. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
今次我要读的圣经可能比较长一些，所以弟兄姊妹忍耐。
I ask for your patience as we might be flipping to various passages in the Bible a little bit more than usual today.
首先是出埃及记第三章第一节到第六节。
Again, we are turning to Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 6.
摩西牧养他岳父 米甸祭司叶剔罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘 被火烧着却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，但这荆棘为何没有烧毁呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
Reading from verse 1, it says, Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
三章十節到十二節。
We're going to skip down to verses 10.
第十節佢話：故此我要打發你去見法老，使你可以將我嘅百姓以色列人從埃及領出來。摩西對神說：我是什麼人，竟能去見法老，將以色列人從埃及領出來呢？神說：我必與你同在。你將百姓從埃及領出來之後，你們必在這山上侍奉我，這就是我打發你去的證據。
Verses 10 through 12. So it says, Therefore come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain.
然後我們繼續看第13節到15節。摩西對神說，我到以色列人那裡對他們說，你們祖宗的神打發我到你們這裡來。他們若問我說，他叫什麼名字？我要對他們說什麼呢？神對摩西說，我是自有永有的。又說，你要對以色列人這樣說，那自有的打發我到你們這裡來。神又對摩西說，你要對以色列人這樣說，耶和華你祖宗的神就是亞伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打發我到你們這裡來。耶和華是我的名，直到永遠。这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
So then Moses said to God, Behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God furthermore said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations.
我们翻过转头来，第四章的第一节。
Then let's turn to chapter 4.
第一節他說，摩西回答說，他們必不信我，也不聽我的話，必說耶和華並沒有向你顯現。
And reading verse 1, it says, Then Moses said, What if they will not believe me or listen to what I say? For they may say, The Lord has not appeared to you.
第十節。
And then verse 10,
摩西對耶和華說，主啊，我數日不是能言的人，就是從你對僕人說話以後也是這樣，我本是絕口笨舌的。耶和華對他說， 谁造人的口呢？谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华么？现在你去吧，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。
Verse 10 reads, Then Moses said to the Lord, Please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in time past, nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. The Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth, or who makes him mute, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now then go, and I, even I, will be with your mouth and teach you what you are to say.
最后我们回来看新约的罗马书第十二章第一节。
Then let's turn to the New Testament, recorded in the letters to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上。当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
好，我们圣经就读咁多，我哋再一次低头祈祷。
That's the end of our Bible reading for now. So let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主啊，我哋多谢你俾我哋机会到你嘅面前嚟。
Lord, we do thank you for the opportunity to come and gather before your presence.
主啊，我哋将你嘅话读过。
We have read your words today.
主啊，我哋又知道我哋嚟到你嘅面前。
And we know that we have come into your presence.
主啊，我哋真系愿意学习保罗、摩西咁样样。主啊，要将我哋嘅鞋脱落嚟。
And we want to follow in the lessons that Moses has learned as we come into your presence.We lay aside our sandal.
因为到你的面前，这个是圣地。
For we recognize that we are in on holy ground.
因为你的同在，主要叫我们能成圣。
And because of your very presence, we have been called aside.
但愿主你继续的使用以下的时间。
So we ask that you will utilize the rest of this time.
向我们说话。
To speak to us.
好叫我们做一个你所喜悦的人。
So that we might become individuals that pleases you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
刚才我们读过这么大段的圣经啊。
Now we've read a long passage, or long, several long passages.
虽然呢中间是跳了很多节。
We did skip some of the verses in between.
但我相信弟兄姐妹你可以跟着那个的思路啊，是这样样知道摩西当时同神说话，同埋神点样样嘅吩咐佢嘅嗰种种嘅情况。
But we can follow the train of thought of the conversation that Moses had with God and God's instructions to him.
就系神要拣选摩西嚟到为佢工作。
Ultimately, God is choosing Moses to become his vessel of use.
所以我今朝早呢。就願意用四點來同弟兄姐妹來交通呢一個故事。
So I wanted to utilize four points to illustrate this lesson for us.
第一點就係看見異象。
Number one is that we behold a vision.
第二點咧係一無所有。
Number two is to possess nothing.
講到摩西嗰時候，佢係一無所有嘅。
Referring obviously to Moses who did not have anything.
然後第三點
have any possessions.
神跟他说，他说我是自有荣耀的。
Number three is God's response to him, telling him that I am who I am, identifying him, God himself that way.
第四点呢，就是神作神的仆人。
And then number four is the point of serving as a servant.
刚才我们读过罗马书的那一段的说话。
The last passage we read was found in Romans chapter 12.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，是你们如此侍奉，那是理所当然的。
So it reads there, Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以就是弟兄姊妹，无论你今日信主有几耐嘅时间。
So for us today, no matter how long you have been in the Lord,
你对主嘅认识有几深，或者系唔够深，唔够。
Whether you know a great deal about Jesus Christ or you know not very much at all about Jesus Christ.
无论你今日嘅环境系一个点样嘅环境，系一个满有喜乐嘅环境啊，还系话困苦难重重嘅一个光景。
And it doesn't matter what circumstances you find yourself, whether you are in a very joyful place or whether you are in a very difficult place.
你都要有一个使命。
There is still one singular focus.
将身体献上当作活祭。
That we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, living and holy sacrifice.
这个是神所喜悦的。
This is what is acceptable to God.
而且我们这样来服侍，这样来献上，是理所当然的事情。
And not only is it acceptable to God, but this type of service or our willingness to serve is our spiritual service of worship.
当日神拣选了摩西。
At that particular time, God chose Moses.
今日也拣选了我们。
But today, God is choosing us.
拣选了你和我。
God is choosing you and me.
当然呢，在摩西的故事里面，我们知道他不是说一下子这样就进到去那个地步有这个认识。
Obviously, from the story of Moses, we know full well that he did not jump from point A to point B immediately.
但无论如何，这一条是我们该走的路。
But the path that he took is also the path that we should take today.
因此我们看见服侍主呢不是一个工种。
Just want to make sure we understand, serving the Lord is not about a task,
a
type of work that's to be done.
就是好像你去 做医生这样，或者你去做律师啊，或者做老板啊，是做那样的事。
So it's not about, like for example, being a doctor or being a lawyer or being a manager that you're just going to take care of the responsibility or that task at hand.
所以侍奉神呢，亦都唔系一个口号。
Serving God is not just a
slogan.
A
slogan. 就话喺度大声疾呼啊，咁样嚟讲啊，啊你哋要咁样咁咁咁。
It's not just about having the voice or having saying, oh, do this, do that, do this, do that.
亦都唔系净系话嚟到呢个会所做嗰啲嘅嘢先至叫做侍奉。
Nor is it just restricted to those things that you accomplish or do or undertake here while you're at worship.
譬如话，我哋要大扫除啦，咁我就嚟到呢度，嚟到清洁呢个地方，咁样叫做侍奉主。
Say for example, our annual spring cleaning or summer cleaning is not. Oh, okay. There's an annual cleaning, so I'm going to go and put in my part, and so now I've served God.
侍奉神乃一个生命嘅决志同埋奉献。
But rather, service is your set the life that you have set, and also the offering that you make to God.
所以是无论是哪一个时候，在哪一个地方，你接受圣灵的感动和催促去做神吩咐你做的事情。
Because of that, then no matter where you are, no matter when it is, when you listen to the voice of God telling you to do this and you go forward and carry it out, then that is service.
我不知道神要你做什么。
Now, we don't know what God has in store for you, what he wants for you to do.
但是服侍神就是要服侍他的意思。
But to serve God means to serve his purpose, to fulfill his purpose.
不是服侍我的喜好。
Is not to fulfill my, to do something for my own satisfaction.
所以第一点我同弟兄姊妹要交通的是看见异象。
So that's why the first point of this is to behold a vision.
神向你讲说话，
God speaks to you,
你就做神要你做嘅事。
Then you follow through and do what God has instructed for you to do.
你聽見聖靈喺你嘅心裏邊向你講講説話。
When you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you in your heart,
你就向呢個方向嚟到走。
Then you walk in that particular direction.
呢個就係服侍神。
And that is service.
摩西當日係神揀選佢出嚟做神嘅仆人嘅。
Moses was chosen by God to be God's own servant.
我哋知道佢開頭嗰四十年，神將佢放喺埃及嘅王宮嘅裏邊，佢學曬所有埃及嘅學問。
We know full well the story of Moses. The first 40 years of his life, he was placed in a royal palace in Egypt, and he was able, privileged to learn all of the things that are privileges of a royalty, of someone who's in royalty.
而且佢係一個好叻嘅人。
And he was a very sharp individual.
而且佢嗰陣時候滿腔嘅熱誠。
And he had fervency.
佢又知道要服侍神。
He knew that his purpose in life was to serve God.
但係嗰陣時候神，佢對神嘅認識唔夠深。
But his understanding of God was rather shallow.
佢只係憑著自己嘅熱心，憑著自己嘅血氣，咁嚟到做。
So he went forth to try to serve God based on what his physical strength and his enthusiasm would allow him to do. So he based it upon his own abilities.
佢以為呢，將嗰個欺負以色列人嘅埃及人打死咗之後呢，咁就係救咗佢嘅同胞啦。
He felt that saving my people meant that I am going to kill that Egyptian who was bullying the Jew.
但是他不知道这个血气之勇没有将他变成一个英雄，他反为叫他逃跑，成为逃犯。
But he didn't realize that that act to try to take revenge did not result in him being deemed a hero. Instead, in fact, it caused him to be someone who is now going to have to run away from his home.
他就一逃就逃到去米甸嘅旷野，一过咗就一过就四十年。
So he fled, and he fled to Midian, and there was his next stage of life for his next 40 years.
咁喺嗰度四十年如一日。
So 40 years passed as if it was a day.
佢成为一个看羊嘅人。
And what did he become? He became a lowly shepherd.
咁嗰日咧，佢就照常咁樣去何烈山嗰度看羊。
So on that day, that's recorded in the Bible, which we read, he was carrying out his normal duties as a shepherd.
頭先我哋讀過啦，咁佢就喺度睇到一棵咧呢個荊棘著咗火。
So he was passing along the road and he saw a bush, but it's not just a bush, but a bush that was now burning.
咁其實喺曠野裏面火燒荊棘咧係好平常嘅事情。
Now in actuality, this is a sight that is very commonly found in any desert or wilderness.
因為嗰度嘅天氣非常嘅乾燥，氣温又高。
And it's because the temperature is extremely hot, and it's very easy for bushes like that to catch on fire.
但嗰次嘅火燒荊棘咧，非同小可，就唔同平時咁樣樣嘅。
But there was something very unique, something very unusual about this particular episode.
個荊棘唔單止係冇燒爛曬、燒壞曬，點不知原來嗰啲火咧越燒越光。
That the bush this time was not consumed by the fire, and instead the fire itself became more and more brilliant.As Moses watched.
因着呢件事情，吸引咗摩西嘅注意力。
Because of this unusual event, it captured his attention.
於是佢就停低落嚟。
So he stopped. What
连啲羊都唔理。
He was doing.
跑去睇下，喂，究竟系咩事情
？Forgetting for the moment his responsibility over the flock, he ran over to the bush to see and investigate about this phenomenon.
我覺得呢個真係一個好奇嘅景觀。
I think this is a very unique opportunity.
睇見摩西佢呢個人真係 係好唔一樣嘅。
And we realize that we are able to see into Moses and how different he is of a, as an individual.
你見過呢個八十歲嘅老人家走未啊？
Have you ever seen an 80-year-old man running?
可能都見過，不過
Maybe.
就唔好似摩西咁樣樣。
Maybe not quite in the way that Moses was running, that he ran with vigor.
仲有咁多嘅好奇心。
And with such curiosity.
但無論如何，佢一係就唔睇，一睇咧就睇出一個嘅異象出嚟。
Either he passes by that whatever was going on and nothing comes of it, or he's captured by it. Why? Because he is seeing, he's beholding a vision.
因為佢喺火焰嘅當中，喺燒著嘅呢條呢個荊棘嘅裏邊，聽見神同佢講説話。
Because from within the burning bush, Moses was able to hear the voice of God speaking to him.
弟兄姊妹，神咧常常係用啲好平凡嘅事情嚟做一啲非常不平凡嘅事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a principle that we find of how God works. He will utilize plain, ordinary, everyday events to bring to us, to bring our attention to something that is quite unique and unusual and special.
不可惜，好多時候因為我哋冇留意到，冇唔小心啊。
But the problem is, oftentimes we're not cognizant of it.
所以咧，常常錯過咗嗰個機會。
And we miss the opportunity to see God.
以為神啊，神同我講咩？
Instead, we're thinking, "What? God's speaking to me?"
I don't know. 因為我哋冇留心。
Because we haven't been paying attention.
我咧係一個非常之粗心大意嘅人。
I can tell you, for me, I'm I have a more of a callous type of personality.
所以好多時候我都係唔好仔細咁樣做嘢。
So I am not as detailed in terms of my how I carry things out.
所以我常常錯過咗好多嘅機會。
And because
因此又常常俾人鬧。
And because of that, I lose many opportunities, and in fact, quite the opposite, I get yelled at a lot more than I should.
因為咧，有時我洗碗啊，幫手洗碗，洗完之後，太太話：，點解個杯底後邊仲有番鹼㗎？咁。
I would help wash dishes. I mean, that's what I would want to do to help my wife. But after I finished washing dishes, my wife was saying, "Hey, how come there's still soap scum on the bottom of the glass?"
有時係掃地，幫手掃地，掃完之後咧，佢又話：，凳底嗰度仲有好多垃圾啊！
I would help sweep the floor, and after I finished, she would say, "Well, what about that pile of dirt that's underneath the cabinet?"
就係咁樣樣嘅，我係一個非常之粗心大意嘅人。
So for me, I'm more of a callous personality in terms of dealing with things.
所以近時考試咧，成日都考得分數好低。
And that's why I was a poor student.
唔知點解咧，時時都唔記得將個試卷翻轉頭後邊嗰條都唔記得咗做啦。
Oftentimes I would forget to turn my test paper to the second page in the back and realize, oh, there's more questions I'm supposed to answer.
所以問題係我哋。
So the issue or the problem lies in the person. It's not that God doesn't want to speak to you. It's not that I cannot see a vision. But it's because I am not careful on a day-to-day basis to look.
我好記得好清楚，雖然咧幾十年前嘅事情，但係我呢件事情仍然喺我嘅心裏邊，我覺得，唉，真係點解咁笨㗎咁？
There is one specific incident that is very, very vivid in my mind, even though it happened many, many years ago. But today, I'm still kicking myself for being so dumb.
Yeah, 教恩時我哋喺讀書係冇 lunch 食嘅喎，冇晏晝食嘅。
When I was going to school, we didn't have lunch.
即係話唔係有時間俾我哋食晏晝嘅。
There isn't a scheduled time for a break for you to eat your lunch.
亦都學校咧，亦都冇一個餐廳俾我哋去食飯。
Nor did the school provide a cafeteria for us to go and have lunch.
但
係
咧喺我哋學校咧就有間合作社啊，我唔知你哋有冇食嘅，係一個 vendor 咁樣樣嘅。
Okay. So, but there is a vendor that comes.
Yeah, 係啊。咁我咧，佢嗰度咧就賣咩咧？除咗賣糖之外咧， 仲賣雲吞麵。
So for what he sold as a vendor was candy, which is great, but and also
雲吞麵
co-op. Okay, but he comes to sell wonton noodles.
咁我咧就好中意食雲吞麵嘅，到而家我都中意食雲吞麵。
And I really love wonton noodles. To this day, I love wonton noodles.
但嗰檔雲吞麵咧就真係令我流口水。
But that particular vendor's wonton noodle is so delicious.
啊，後尤其是冬天嘅時候，你一路喺度上堂啊，但係聞到嗰啲味啊。哇！真係冇曬心機聽書。
Especially during the winter time when it's cold, and so it's close to the lunchtime, and you're studying, right? But then you smell the fragrant aroma of the food that's being prepared just over there, and you lose all concentration.
所以咧，我就好中意食，並且咧我就預備咗錢去買嘅。
And so I really love that wonton noodle, and I would make sure I have enough money for it.
咁你知道間時我哋好窮嘅，唔會話有沓銀紙喺個袋嘅，亦都冇咩 credit card 咁啊，冇嘅。
And so back then we were quite poor, so it's not like I had a lot of cash that's sitting in my pocket, nor did I have a credit card to use.
咁嗰陣時嗰啲一碗雲吞麵就好平好平，呢叫細傭。三毫子。
So at that time, the cost for one bowl of wonton noodle was 30 cents.
哇，真係抵到不得了啊！又平又靚又好食。
Such a deal, right? So cheap, so good. It's perfect.
咁於是嗰個星期一我就準備一翻學咧，我已經準備去食雲吞麵
了。So I went to school that Monday, but I was prepared to go to that and have that food during lunch.
但係咧。去到嘅時候咧，我卻買唔到。
But I got there, but I couldn't get it.
點解咧？因為佢話今日唔係三毫子。
Why? Why couldn't I get it? Because he changed his prices on me.
佢話五毫子一碗。
It's no longer 30 cents a bowl. It's now 50 cents a bowl.
並且咧係冇雲吞嘅今日。
And He ran out of wonton.
咁我個袋得三毫子啊嘛。
No, I had 30 cents in my pocket.
我要五毫子。咁我話你點解唔早早通知我咧
？I would ask, why didn't you tell us sooner that you're having a price change?
佢又話：嗱，小朋友，你嚟睇下。
So he comes.
呢張紙咪講俾你聽話，星期一開始加價到五毫啊。
Okay, young child, come over here and take a look. You see this notice? That's been posted. It says, starting Monday, the cost is 50 cents.
哇，嗰陣時真係擔心口。
And I was so sad.
又餓。
Because I was hungry.
又冇得食。
And I don't have access.
點解咁樣啊
？Why?
係我冇睇到呢張紙。
Because the problem was me. I never looked at the notice. I didn't know that was there.
我冇留意到嗰度有一個嘅告白告示話星期一加價。
I never knew that what was this was already posted and already announced that starting Monday the cost is 50 cents.
係冇錯，只係一碗雲吞麵咁簡單。
Okay, sure. It's just one bowl of wonton noodle.
即係講明我呢個人係唔夠小心。
But what it really underscores is the fact that I'm not detailed. And mindful.
在你的面前你都看不到。
It's right in front of me, but I never saw it.
今天神有没有跟我讲说话呢
？So today, does God speak to you?
有的。
Yes, God speaks to you.
神有没有跟你讲说话呢
？Does God speak to you?
有的。
Yes.
但问题就是我们有没有留心到啊
？But the question or the issue is.Have you been paying attention?
我有冇聽到啊
？Do you hear him?
你聽唔到嘅原因係因為佢冇講啊，定話咩咧
？Again, did you not hear him because he's not speaking properly?
你冇聽到係因為我冇小心聽。
Or did you not hear him because I was not faithful and careful to listen?
聖靈居住喺我哋嘅心中嘅弟兄姊妹係永遠不離開。
The Holy Spirit indwells us today, and He will never leave us.
佢係一直喺嗰度提醒我哋。
He continues to be a reminder for us. He tells us what is the will of God and what is not the will of God. He tells us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. But quite often, honestly, we don't hear him. And that's why we go off tangent.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要做一个细心的人。
Brothers and sisters, let us be detailed individuals.
做人要小心, 听神的话更加要留心。
We have to be careful how we conduct ourselves, but much more so, we have to be detailed and careful to listen to God for God's voice.
圣灵在我们的心里面常常提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit will constantly remind us.
神的话,圣经里面也都讲明给我们听。
And the Word of God is clear to teach us the way that we should walk.
很多时候我说,为什么有些弟兄,他在圣经里面看到这么多东西,我呢,好像什么都看不到呢?
Sometimes I would struggle with this matter. Why is it that that particular brother or sister sees so much when they read the Word of God, and yet when I open the Word of God, I struggle to see anything? Could it be that we are not detailed enough or mindful of God? Moses is passing by, he sees a burning bush.
同樣我們都可以看到一棵燒著的荊棘。
You and I can be going around our own personal business, and there might be a burning bush next to us.
摩西是一個非常細心又謹慎的人。
But Moses is very detailed and very is particular in how he lives his life.
雖然是這麼平凡的事情,平常的事情,但他都能夠從那裡看到那個獨特的地方。
So even though this is just a common event, it occurs every single day along his way, yet he saw something that was unusual about this particular event.
圣经在刚才我们读过的,如果你还记得的话,摩西看见这棵烧着的荆棘。
If you recall the passage that we read, records for us that Moses saw the bush.
他就说,等我过去看看。
And he said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight.
结果他看到的是一棵没被烧毁的荆棘。
What did he see? He saw a bush that was not being consumed by the fire.
但当他再转身来看一次的时候,
But when he once again took a second look at what was happening,
他就听见神在火焰中来讲说话。
He turned and it says, Then he heard God speak to him.
弟兄姊妹,这个是我们要学习的。
Brothers and sisters, we should learn that.
不要读圣经,读神的话,就是好像水过鸭背那样,读完就算数。
When we come to read the Bible, don't read it as if it's like water off a duck's back. Look into what you're reading.
读神的话,读到也需要有时间,需要一些时间和心思。
In order for us to gain anything from the Word of God, it requires for you to put in that little extra effort.
盼望我们都是有一个心,是愿意去寻求神的话,不是单单说我今天读过圣经了,那我做基督徒的责任就已经是完了,今天做好了。
So when it comes to reading His Word, do not have the attitude to say, okay, well, I'm supposed to read the Word because I'm a Christian, so I'm just going to read it, I'm done. Instead, have the heart attitude to say, I really want to see God in this Scripture.
因为你再转身去看的时候,你再用时间去读的时候,
Because when you turn and expend the time and energy that is required for you to take a second look at that passage.
你要听见神在荆棘的里面呼叫啊, 摩西, 摩西。
Then, like Moses, you will hear God's voice calling from the bush, the burning bush, Moses, Moses.
神就同佢讲，你话佢话你唔好走咁近，唔好咁近啊！要将你脚上嘅鞋脱落嚟，因为你站嘅地方，你企喺呢度系一个圣地。
God continues forward though beyond the calling to say, "Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground."
几时你嚟到神嘅面前
？Whenever we come into the presence of God，
嗰度系一个圣地。
That is holy ground。
你唔好以为我求其啦，朝头早起身就，哎呀，用两分钟嚟读一节圣经，咁样我就去翻工啦，啊，我就行人啦。
Don't think, oh, whatever. I'll just take the minute that I have, take the 2 minutes that I have to read the one verse in here. Okay, I can fit it in just before I head out the door to work, and I'm done.
主话你嚟站嘅地方系圣地。
The Lord is saying, where you stand right now as you approach me, that is holy ground.
话俾我哋听咩先叫做事情
？What is it trying to teach us？
当神嘅同在喺嗰度嘅时候，或者话当你嚟到神嘅面前，嗰度系一个圣地，嗰度就系圣地。但系冇神唔喺度嘅地方，嗰度就一定系不圣洁。
What it's saying is that。Whenever the presence of God is there, then that, wherever it might be, is holy ground. And wherever you find yourself and God is not there, then that is not holy ground.
当你话我要来读神的话的时候
When you say, oh, I want to read the word of God.
当你话我愿意祷告神的时候
When you say, I want to pray to God.
弟兄姊妹，根据这个话
Brothers and sisters,
你是来到神的面前啊。
You have drawn yourself into the presence of God.
你在神的面前的时候或者神在你面前的时候那里就是圣地。
And wherever that might be, as you encounter God there, that is holy ground.
你要做什么将脚上的鞋脱下来。
It says you should remove your sandals.
意思就是说将你属地的东西掂地嘅嘢嚟到放低。
That means those things which are of this world, those worldly things, put them aside.
因为嗰度系圣地。
Because this is holy ground that you're on now.
神当日拣选咗摩西出嚟为佢作工。
God chose Moses, picked him out.In order to be a servant to carry out the work of God.
神亦将佢自己嘅计划话俾摩西听。
God spoke to Moses and told him God's plans.
嗰个目的要摩西带领以色列人离开埃及，系去到一个神指定嘅地方，喺嗰度做乜嘢呢？去嗰度敬拜神。
It was a plan to tell him, "You are now to take my people."Move them out of Egypt and go into the wilderness to this specific place, this mountain. But what were they going to do there? It was to worship God.
所以敬拜神是那一个目的。
The purpose for calling Moses was for worship.
去来到神的面前是那一个目的。
To come into the presence of God, the purpose is for worship.
所以我们就不好，一定不可以将属世嘅东西喺呢个神亦睇为唔圣洁嘅事情上边带到神嘅面前。
So that's why we need to take this extra step. As we draw into His presence, we cannot have anything that is of this world, that touches this world, that is secular, and bring it into our meeting together with God. It is not.Then that would make it make it filthy. 啊，
嚟到神嘅面前，嗰个地方系圣地。
Because when we come into the presence of God, that is actually holy ground.
神的同在, 告诉我们, 那里是圣地,
the very presence of God, the very fact that He is there, automatically tells us we are in or on holy ground.
就是因为这样的缘故, 因此我们的心, 我们的灵, 就要配得上这个圣洁。
And since that is holy ground and He is present, that necessitates for us to make sure that we are presenting ourselves worthy of that presence.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当你祷告, 当你, 读神的话的时候,
So, brothers and sisters, when you do pray, when you do read the word,
你前面主在那里,
you have to understand that the Lord is right there in front of you.
那我们要将我们的鞋脱下来,
then we need to take away those things which are secular.
摩西当日是这样经历过神,
Moses experienced God in this specific way.
今天神亦要我们这样去经历祂,
and today, God wants every one of us, each one of us, to experience Him in the same way.
第二点,
Point number two.
我们记得当摩西见到异象的时候,
when Moses saw this vision,
当他听见神的呼召的时候,
when Moses heard the calling of God,
我们知道他那时候已经是80岁,
we know that he was already 80 years old.
80岁可以说, 差不多去到尽头了。
80 years old, you could say that he's on the downside of his life.
因为现在, in general, 的人的寿命是比较长的。
Nowadays, obviously, we have longer lives, we live longer lives.
所以我不敢说80岁就去到尽头。
So we can't say that 80 years old means that that's the end of your life.
但是当时呢, 在当日呢, 80岁是特别强壮的人才到80岁。
But we know that in that particular time, in that particular space, you need to have a particular type of vigor, strength, inner strength, in order to get to age 80.
一生的年日是70岁的。
Because even Moses himself tells us that at most we might reach 70.
如果强壮才可以到80。
And if you're strengthened, if you have more strength, you may reach 80.
摩西那时80岁。
This is a time when Moses was 80.
所以他都是算是强壮的,
so you can label him as being someone who had a lot of vigor.
在人来看,
from man's perspective, it's the downside of a life.
但是神有个工作的原则,
but God has a principle of how he works.
上一次我已经提过,
I shared with you this principle last time.
就是人的尽头, 就是神的开始,
and that's recorded here on there. The end of man is the beginning of God.
这个原则当日在摩西的身上,
now this principle perfectly applied to Moses in his day, but today it is also applicable for each one of us.
这件事不仅仅是说年岁尽头。
So when we look at it, it's not just about the age, not about the number,
而是他整个的人, 他的体力, 他的能力, 他的前途,
but rather, if you look at that entire person, whether you're talking about physical strength, whether you're talking about internal strength, or whether you're talking about what lies in the future for him, he is on the downside.
原来今天我们讲神工作的原则, 讲服侍的原则, 是看我们这个人的里面所拥有的是什么。
When we talk about the principle of how God works, when we're talking about the principle of service, what is really being measured is what is in that individual, what he possesses.
那我继续讲了,
maybe it's not so clear, so let me explain a little bit more.
我们知道40年前, 摩西是一个年轻力壮、体力充沛、雄心万丈的一个青年人。
We know from the description in the Bible that 40 years ago, at the age 40, Moses had everything laid out before him. He had a future. He was filled with physical strength. He was filled with physical vigor and physical intelligence.
但是经过40年的磨练，神将他隐藏起上来。
But after 40 years has lapsed, all during which Moses was actually hidden from anyone.
他所有的学问、知识、才干、能力、口才，完全都失晒。
All of his education, all of his knowledge, all of his riches, all of his eloquence,
yeah, are gone.
Were all gone.
原来神要将佢个本质改变过嚟。
What God intended to do was to change the very essence of his character.
原来神将佢放喺米甸40年，是要将佢嘅性格改变过嚟。
What God wanted to see by placing him in Midian was to change his character.
神将佢隐藏40年，乃是将佢个老我，嗰个自己完全嘅破碎咗。
And during that period of time, what God was doing in Moses was to take away all of his self-reliance, all of his self-importance, all of his old self.
神要用一个人，佢唔可以用人嗰个嘅属血气、属肉体嘅能力。
When God uses a person, an individual, he will not use that individual based on the physical qualities of that individual.
我哋知道中国有一位王明道先生。
We know of someone in Hong Kong, his name in China, his name is Wang Mingdao.
他是中国50年代一个非常神所使用重用的神的仆人。
He was a very faithful servant of God, serving the brothers and sisters in mainland China for 50 years.
我们读他的历史的时候，
When we read his history,
我们就发觉到他本来是有很大的雄心大志。
We realize that he actually held a great deal of promise when he was younger.
他要做一个政治家。
He was to be a
politician. 咁啊，唔知点样，后来咧又改变初衷，就入去呢、这个神学院读书。
And I'm not quite sure how it came to be, but he changed midstream and came enter into the seminary.
啊，咁但系佢入神学院读书咧，佢都系打算。暂时的啫，不过他要去外国留学，回来之后要做一个大传道人。
But his plan when he went to seminary was that I am going to achieve great things for God. I am going to go abroad, be educated, and then when I come back, then I am going to be a great minister for the people of China.
啊，喺佢嘅心里边，佢有好多嘅计划。
And he had many plans already laid out for how he was going to accomplish it.
他就准备是这样样去行，这样去服侍神。
He planned everything out so that he would come out at the very end as someone who was going to be greatly used by God.
但是不知道神在他的身上原来有另外一个计划。
But unbeknownst to him, God had a totally different plan for him.
几个月之后呢，神他自己写话，神将他关在屋企嘅里边。
And in his own words that he has penned, he said that after 2 months entering the seminary, 2 months later, he was restrained to stay at home. So he was homebound.
啊，叫他做乜嘢咧？喺屋企做咩咧？扫地咯，洗碗咯。
So if he's homebound, what was his task at home? It was to sweep the floor, to do the laundry, to wash dishes, to mend the clothes.
我本来想做大传道人嘅。
So here was a person, right? His dream was to be a great minister for the world.
现在要他扫地、洗衣服、煮饭。
So what was he doing now? He was mending clothes and he was washing dishes, sweeping the floor.
当然他是不高兴啊。
Of course he is not going to be happy.
不单止不高兴,还埋怨神添啊。
Not only was he not happy, but he was now complaining.
早知道是这样,我就不入神学院了,我就去做一个大的政治家。
And he said, if I knew I was going to end up in this situation, I never would have made the decision to go to seminary. I would have just kept on going to become a politician.
但是后来慢慢,渐渐,他就开始明白神在他身上的旨意是怎么样。
But as time passed, slowly he started to understand have greater insight to what God was
神,
doing.
原来神是可以给他做大事的。
Yes, God can certainly allow him to do great works.
但是必须要他先谦卑自己。
But the first step that he has to do is to come to a point where he is humbled.
将他所有的雄心大志都拿走。
All of his heroic vigor needed to subside and be taken away for him to be put in a place where there's no notoriety at all.
将他运在家里做住家男人,
for him to be homebound, for him to be a house husband.
神这样做,
that's what God was doing in him.
不是亏待他,
it was not to make him suffer
unnecessarily.
It's not because God never heard his cry to be a great servant.
神将他隐藏起上来,
no, God hid him.
将他所有的杂质都拿走,
in order to remove from him all these external things.
以致他可以将来来执行更重大的事情,
in order for him to be properly prepared to do even greater works than he had imagined.
三年,用这样的时间,三年。
And how long did he stay there at home? 3 years.
三年,这么久,他放弃了他所有要做政治家的虚荣心。
And during those 3 years, he discarded any type of desire or any type of plan that he had made to be a great person.
三年, 放棄了他做大傳道人的野心.
It took him 3 years to lay aside this great ambition.
将那些所有的虚荣的东西降到零点.
In order for him to get to the point where he had nothing that he can hold on to that was his own.
我们看见原来神要造就一个人是要经过这样的磨练。
When we see God really working on an individual, this is the type, the process by which God gains his faithful
servant.
So God used 3 years in the life of Mr. Wang Lingdao. In Moses, God used 40 years. He brought Moses to the end of himself.
然后来到第三章这里,神开始用他。
Then, beginning of chapter 3 of what we read, God is now able to use him.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们可能会遇到一些很不如意的事情,遇见一些令人难过的事情。
Brothers and sisters, today we might be encountering very difficult or harsh environments, things that we are not able to somehow deal with.
很多的事情你想做,但是你做不到。
There's so many things that you want to do, but you just can't get them done.
很多的事情你想去完成,但是你没办法完成。
You want to establish these things, But you just are unable to do so.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, it's not because God does not hear your prayers.
亦都不是神, 偏待你,
it's not because God is picking on you and deliberately making you suffer. But rather, God wants for you to get to a point where you humble yourself before Him in order to remove any external strength and means from you. So that you no longer are even able to rely upon your inherent strengths, your inherent characteristics, and instead, you have to, you're forced to, rely solely upon the Lord Himself. Not too long ago, I met up with a friend whom I have not seen for a long, long time.
咁見到佢之後, 我就發覺佢呢個人係改變咗。
When we met up, I realized that this is a changed man.
乜嘢改變呢? 外邊嘅改變。
What has changed? It was all external features have changed.
所以原來呢, 佢本來黑色嘅頭髮, 現在就係咁樣白曬。
So initially he had a full head of dark black hair, and now today he's like this.
啊,那個皮膚呢, 本來很紅的, 現在皺紋滿曬。
His skin was smooth and taut, but now it's all wrinkly.
咁你以為啊,佢改變咗啦,咁啊。
So you were surmised to say, oh yeah, well, he's changed.
但係一同佢講說話呢,
but once you speak to him,
你就知道佢好似舊時咁樣, 仍然的那麼暴躁, 仍然的口沫遮攔,
but you'll find that he, once he opens his mouth and speaks, he is exactly like he was so many years ago. He's still very coarse.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, may we not be found in that type of situation.
接受勸告,
and to receive God's changing, molding.
當神呼叫摩西的時候,
when God called out, Moses, Moses,
他就的確說,
his response was, Lord, here I am.
但是當神跟他繼續的說話的時候,
but when God continued this conversation with him,
聖經就說他蒙上面, 因為怕見神,
the Bible records the fact that Moses then hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
為什麼怕見神?
Why is he afraid to look at God?
因為看見自己的失敗,
because what he saw was not God, but he saw his own failures, his own failings.
站立在這個聖地, 在神的面前, 他真的要找窿捐。
As he stood on holy ground, right before the very presence of the holy God, all he could think of was to find a hole and crawl into it.
神要揀選我們作他的僕人。
God chooses us to be His servants.
弟兄姊妹,我們每一個人都要有一個這樣的心智, 願意作神的僕人。
Brothers and sisters, this is utmost important that we have at least that heart to say, I want to be a servant of God.
但最重要的就是說, 你要接受, 你要願意接受神的管教。
But if so, then you must be willing and ask for God's discipline.
不要說 ask for, accept 神給你的管教。
You have to accept God's discipline.
本來還有兩點的,但是說不完。
I had actually two more points to my message today, but we don't have enough time. So we'll leave it till the next time.
總括的來講,
so in conclusion,
求主開我們的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes,
讓我們看見異象,
for us, first and foremost, to have a vision.
又求主讓我們有一個謙卑的靈,
and then secondly, for us to have a humility.
因為我們到祂的面前, 我們是站在聖地,
because when we come before His presence, we are standing on holy ground.
因此我們要 謹慎，我哋要小心。
So therefore, we need to be vigilant and to be mindful.
求主幫助我哋，我哋禱告。
May the Lord be our help. Let us come together in prayer.
主啊，願你繼續向我哋講説話。
Lord, may you continue to speak with us.
用聖靈喺我哋裏邊嚟到開啟我哋。
May the Holy Spirit be the one to open up what is hidden.
唔單止聽見你嘅話，並且明白你嘅話。
Not only for us to be able to hear but your words, but also to be able to understand your words.
要更求主，你叫我哋能夠活出。
And then that we might be those who will be able to live out your words.
纪念你的教会，每一个我们都带都来到你的面前，愿你建立你手所掌的工。
O Lord, we lift up the church into your hands. May you remember each and every member of the body and to be able to build them up.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.